Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
This is episode 17 of Chicago's very own Eats with me, Kevin Powell, alongside Mike Piff. On this episode, more Italian beef talk. We've done an episode before where we kind of talked about some of our favorite Italian beefs, and there is a very popular show right now on Hulu called The Bear. And if you haven't watched it yet, a lot of people are talking about it. I'm about halfway through the first series. It has been already renewed for a second season. The gist of the show is that this top shot chef who is from Chicago, his family owns a little beef shack in Chicago, and it's essentially the exterior, and a lot of it is based off Mr. Beef on Orleans. And the chef leaves his fancy, swanky chef job in New York City and returns home after his brother died, and he takes over the business. So it's the story of this guy going from this top-tier restaurant down to one of our beloved beef shacks, beef houses, whatever we want to call it, Italian beef shop in Chicago, and it just sort of follows these stories. So Mike and I today, just about an hour ago, went to Mr. Beef. It's not called Mr. Beef in the show. It's called
Chicagoland's the original beef of Chicagoland. Yes.
So it all looks very similar. And you and I, you came up with the idea like, hey, we should just go there and try the beef. I've passed it a million times, and I'm always like, I need to go check it out. That was the first time I've had a beef from Mr. Beef, and it was a fantastic beef. I absolutely loved it from the roll, the flavor. Their jardiniere is a little bit different. You can tell they probably make it on their own. It's a little different from like your traditional Marconi one or one of those type jardinieres. But I love the place. It's everything you want in an Italian beef shop.
I gotta say, I gotta apologize to Mr. Beef for leaving them off of my original Italian beef list. And you know what? These lists that we put out and these recommendations we make, they are just recommendations. And also, they're gonna be adjusted over time. It is such a good beef. It definitely lives up to the name. And we've said it before, but Italian beef is the most Chicago food item there is.
Yeah, and it was you know, the place is filled with just great Chicago memorabilia and a lot of headshots of local media personalities, including WGN's Bob Surratt. He was staring at us as we were enjoying our beef sandwiches. There's a whole bunch of them up there, and it was kind of a throwback. It's just a very classic Italian beef shop. We both got beefs, a little extra juice, and some hot peppers. The French fries were great, too.
Yes, they're that fresh natural cut.
But they were crispy. Sometimes those type of fries, you don't get overly crispy. They were perfectly crispy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also got, I don't know why it was just calling my name, and you and I kind of just nibbled on it because we were both stuffed from our Italian beefs. But they do a barbecue beef sandwich. And it's almost, it's like this slow-cooked beef that almost turns into this rich gravy, and it's got barbecue sauce in it, and they just drop that right on the roll.
Definitely fork worthy.
Definitely, yes. We were mostly just eating it with a fork, and it was very good too. The beef was fantastic. I don't know why it took me this long to get to Mr. Beef, but I will be going back for my next beef trip. It was fantastic. I loved it. So it was, you and I were sitting in there, and it was funny. You can tell, first of all, they were very nice there.
Extremely nice. They make you feel very welcomed, as opposed to like you go to a Johnny's where they're like, come on, get your order up. There's not like, we went at a good time where there wasn't a line.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, how are you doing? You want the beef? How do you want it? Things like that.
And I think we should work on getting somebody on from, because we went in there and we're like, yeah, maybe we should ask them. But I'm assuming right now, and we saw this, that with the Bear and the success of the show and how popular it's become, that people are probably like, we should go to Mr. Beef. And we saw that for sure. I mean, you and I went because of the show. We thought it was topical and timely. But there was somebody sitting next to us who very clearly was just his first trip to Mr. Beef, he was like FaceTiming his wife or girlfriend, being like, you know, talking like, yeah, I'm here. Like, this is.
I'm at the bear restaurant.
Look over there.
Usually, like in the show, there's pinball over there, and there's no pinball here.
Yeah. So I wonder.
I didn't mean to mock that person.
No, by the way.
Like, sorry.
It was interesting to see. I mean, like, I wonder if they're kind of overly nice right now because of that, because they're probably getting a lot of first timers or people who watch the show who are heading over there. But everything about the Mr. Beef experience was fantastic. Sort of a throwback as well.
Free parking, which is you don't find around here. Free parking if you're going to go eat there. And it's in the middle of River North where you wouldn't expect that.
So if you haven't tried Mr. Beef, it was very good. It will not disappoint. Let's talk about the show, though, Mike,
yes.
Which I'm about a little over halfway through the series. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to crank it out the entirety of it this week. But I'll say this, that I'm a fan of the show. I think it's a great cast. Anytime there's a show set in Chicago or really anything,
it piques your interest, right?
It does, but I think we also watch just waiting to find something that's just not Chicago, right? Or they didn't do something right, and people point things out. I think for the most part, the Bear has done a great job of feeling like real Chicago. Like,
yes.
I don't think there are... There haven't been any real moments where I'm like, wow, that's not Chicago. You know what I mean? Like, I think they've done a good job of keeping it authentic Chicago.
Would you say that's about right? I would say that's right. Another thing is it doesn't necessarily, like, hit you over the head like, this is a show about Chicago. It's more like Chicago's a character in the show with all the B-roll, the different name drops that come in throughout the show. I mean, I was telling you, I watched it over the weekend, and there's Steve Dolinsky with a photo in the background or, you know, a name drop of Tom Skilling here or there. But,
there's a Minnie Minoso drop in there.
Yeah, there is a Minnie Minoso drop. There is a point where a bunch of very famous Blackhawks get name dropped in a story, which is fantastic. Bill Murray, which might be a little cliche, but not that cliche. But there's also this, you know, it's more about the characters, and I'm not going to spoil anything, but grief and how you guys kind of get together and make this restaurant different than what it was. It also is about how Italian Beef, like this restaurant, is not at all, there's nothing fancy about it. There's nothing that
Which
is,
makes it great. It's
yes.
such a great experience. It is Chicago's food, right? Everybody, and we've talked about this before, every city has pizza, everybody's got a favorite rib spot, a steak place, something like that. Italian Beef is the most Chicago food out there, right?
Yeah.
Like, we all love Italian Beef. You really only get a good beef in Chicago. A couple of things that I've never worked in a kitchen like that, but they make their own bread, which
yeah.
I doubt any of our Italian Beef spots are making bread
more in-house. Than likely not. They're getting it from
a couple different rolls,
different bread places. Yeah,
that's just a little thing, though. It's just part of the storyline. And then also the beef shop in the show also. It almost is more of like a diner. Like, they have dishes people can get.
Yes.
You know, which
yeah.
only, if you're going to a beef shop, you're just getting a beef and fries, a pizza puff, something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's kind of where you have to, like, kind of just, you know.
It's little things, though.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. And, it, like, you don't get a sous chef in an Italian beef place, but this is a guy coming from a famous restaurant. There's actually a couple of famous ones that are dropped in there, but the sous chef comes over from interning at Alinea, mm-hmm. which, if you're from this area at all, you know that that is a $500 plate.
Have you been to Alinea?
I haven't been to Alinea. I think we're
it's
saving
a big,
that.
It's for, a big investment.
We're saving that for a very special occasion.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was telling Kevin about this earlier, but we watched it with some friends over the weekend, and there's another show on Netflix called Chef's Table where they take you behind the scenes at Alinea. And the story about Chef Grant and how he started coming up with these ideas that was more about the experience and feeling and thinking rather than just eating, which is insane. Have you been before? I forgot if we talked about that.
To
Alinea.
Oh, no, I have not. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of money. But it's certainly on the bucket list, I think, for a lot of people. But
visually,
it's
one of the coolest things ever. I mean, mm-hmm. Justin Timberlake has this famous video of sucking down helium from a sugar balloon. And they show you where this thing came from. So, like, when you hear about these places or the French Laundry that, you know, the main character played by Jeremy Allen White says that he did some, you know, a residency at or something like that. Then you see, oh, these people come from something big, and we're going to start adding order to this place, which definitely throws things for a curve for the screw-ups on the show, which are also great.
Yeah, well, they all refer to each other as Chef, which,
yes,
you know, and it's
or
just,
Jeff.
Yes, it's a wrinkle to the show, as you mentioned. Some of them came from, like, these, you know, high-end restaurants, so they bring that when there's, it's chaotic, I will say that. Some of the early episodes, there's nothing but yelling. It's a lot of yelling, maybe even a little bit too much yelling at some
points. Don't watch around kids either. There's a lot of swearing, but that's what you're going to get from
drug use,
FX,
things like
FX
that.
Hulu shows these days.
It is good, though. And like I said, I don't think there have been any moments where it didn't feel Chicago to me. Like, I think they've done a good job of, you know, protecting the whole authentic Chicago component of the show.
I don't think you've reached the point yet, and this isn't really spoiling anything, but there is one episode. It's only 20 minutes long, and it's the most intense, probably 20 minutes of TV you're ever going to watch. But it opens with an amazing voiceover from Chicago DJ Lynn Bramer, legendary, and it's the kind of voice that you want to wake up to tell you it's a good day to be alive ahead of the scariest 20 minutes you're going to find on this show. And an amazing montage of not just Chicago history, but what the neighborhoods are like today. B-roll that, like, has some of the, you know, what you would expect, but not what you would expect from it. And also some Sufjan Stevens as well.
I do wish there was a little more food porn involved.
Yeah,
like,
I would agree.
Sometimes they, like, show them making the beef, and it's just a real quick cut. I'm like, no, let's get a look at that beef. You know, like, I think there could be more food porn involved, you know, like this Top Chef cooking up something incredible. And there is,
yes,
there is some of it. I just think there are at times, and maybe it's just because I get so hungry, and that's the beef today just absolutely hit the spot today for me.
Well, I've been craving it.
Yes.
Since watching the show.
It makes you want to go to your favorite Italian beef spot and get a beef. And the beef looks incredible in the show. Maybe just a little bit more food porn for us.
I would love more food porn. And I know they also kind of practice a few different things on there, which is a little bit of a storyline. There is, not a spoiler as well, a nice shout out to Michael Jordan Steakhouse later for the bacon that I have told you all you should go there for. It's not, don't knock it until you try it. Put it on the garlic bread too.
They do a good crab cake at Jordan's Steakhouse.
Yes, they do.
Any other thoughts from the show that kind of stand out to you?
You know, I've read a couple of reviews. Actually, when we were at Jake Melnick's, we had a conversation with someone who hadn't gotten to watch the show yet, but read a lot of reviews. So I went and read some reviews, one from Chicago Eater, which we break down lists from them. We've had some of their people on to talk. It was a very, like, pessimistic look. Like, you were looking for something to hate about the show. I think if you don't look at it that way, you're going to enjoy it. And Nina Metz over at the Chicago Tribune had a great review of it, kind of more of how I feel about it, where it's just a great dramedy, and it's dark, and it's got some things that I point out as someone who worked around the corner from there or have grown up from around this area that I have to appreciate. Also, shout out to Chris Wysocki, who is playing Chicago Party Ant, who plays the brother-in-law on the show. It took me a minute to realize that's who that is. And then I had to explain what Chicago Party Ant is to my friends from out of town, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah. That's a Chicago show that didn't really land.
Well, the show didn't land, but the Twitter account still rules.
The Twitter account is funny. But would you... Do you think we like the show so much because it's based in an Italian beef shop in Chicago?
I think that's part of it.
I wouldn't tell somebody it's like the best show I've ever seen. It's very good, and enjoy it. If this was about, Philly cheesesteaks and it was based in Philly, I don't think we would be...
I don't know if I'd be drawn in as much, but
right.
I really like Jeremy Allen White. I love him from Shameless. I like the guy who plays... quote-unquote cousin, who plays Richie on there, was just on The Dropout. That guy is...
He's fantastic.
He is... You definitely have a Richie in your life when you watch the show, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Even a little cameo from my guy John Bernthal, who I wish there was more of on this show, and I understand why there isn't, and you'll find out when you watch it. But Yeah, it's a very well written show.
Yeah, and I think
I also love food and TV.
Right, and I think that's another reason so many people are talking about it, because it is about Italian beef. It's based in Chicago. We're all very passionate about our food in Chicago and Italian beef and things like that. So it has become a big time talking point, I think, for a lot of people who are watching the show.
There's not enough RC Cola, though. I will say that.
Do you like RC?
I don't think I like RC, but it's
I liked
one of those...
it as a kid, and I tried it, I don't know, within the last year, and I was like, yeah, I don't know.
I still get it at Bears games, though, because that's the only place you can really get it without having to buy it somewhere at Jewel or some other local place. But that's the kind of thing that takes me back to, you know, those, like, family parties where you would get Italian beef. That's another thing about Italian beef. It was what you would get at your family party, someone's graduation.
Graduation parties, you had
with
the
that
beef,
tray of
chicken.
Yeah, exactly. And the RC Cola and the Barks root beer.
You went root beer today. That was a great move by you.
I know. That was another, like, let's do it for nostalgia's sake. But it is a very good drink to have with your Italian beef.
Yeah. This is not breaking news, but Mr. Beef is an outstanding beef sandwich. If you haven't had it, definitely put it on the list of places to go. I can't believe it was the first time I've been there, but I will be heading back. And I do feel bad, as you mentioned, when we put together our list. I had never been there, so I didn't put it on my list as one of my favorite Italian beef places. It's definitely like a top three for me at this point. Top five for sure.
They nailed it. Perfect juice, bread. The flavor is unreal. Just from a pure Italian beef standpoint, you know, I know I'd talk up a Italian beef chimichanga here or there, but man, this was something else.
It was the right amount of messy, too. If you're getting an Italian beef, you know it's going to be a little bit messy. You're going to get grease on your hands, and we were even dripping a little bit as we walked.
They don't give you trays. Just keep that in mind, and don't feel bad when you get mess on the counter or
they
the
didn't
table.
Care. They're like, don't worry about it.
They know it. They know what's happening. It's fine. And you may see a sign that says cash only. Don't worry. You don't have to have cash only. It's
but didn't
okay.
he say cash only on Fridays and Saturdays?
That was true. Oh, he did say that. So if you're going on Friday or Saturday,
just bring cash with you just in case.
Just in case. It's not very expensive. You're fine.
No, it is reasonably priced too, everything. Great experience over at Mr. Beef. Watch the Bear if you haven't. I'm planning on it is All-Star break this week, which is a great time to catch up on shows or movies you haven't seen, because
also for Kevin to get a breather, really. Yeah.
The day after the All-Star game is the one day of the year we really have no sports to watch. So I will be finishing the Bear this week. This was episode 17. We're moving along here, Mike. Go try Mr. Beef if you haven't. Check out the Bear. It's a good show. I think if you're from Chicago, if you love Italian beef, I think you'll enjoy the show as well. This was episode 17. I'm Kevin Powell. He's Mike Piff. Thank you for listening. This is Chicago's Very Own Eats.